The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into your daily sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sports Line. The best value in all of sports betting, and a tip of the cap today to all the mothers in the world. Happy Mother's Day. I know we have a ton that watch this show, including Mama Coach at home in Salina, Kansas. I'll see you on Thursday. But before we look forward, we must look back. Pretty good day at the brand yesterday, led by our man Andrew Gombas, killing it at UFC 274, cashing all three of his plays. Then Johnny B doing what Johnny B does, cashing his two as well. Then, in maybe the greatest cash that we've had in a really, really long time, the Stars score a goal with a half a second to go in the game to cash the AB3 at plus 423. So with that being said, let's bring in the stars of the show. And you know, on this Sunday brunch, oh, look at these beautiful faces. Where do I start? Live. Oh, the man is ready for a little racing today. Micah Roberts. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And hey, Coach, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Wonderful jobs you do. It's a hard job. Not a lot of rewards. Probably should have a whole month to yourself, but just thank you and have a great day.
Very well said. Next up, live from Parts Unknown. We call them out. You call them prop stars. Good morning, sir.
What's up, Coach? Micah, Larry, good to see you. Shout out to my mom if you're watching. I love you.
Is Mama Prop Stars watching this morning?
Very good chance.
Ah, very cool. Very cool. And he, of course, is our leader. He is the maestro. Good morning, Larry Hartstein.
Good morning. I echo what everyone said about mothers, and happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. What a day we had yesterday with the Kentucky Derby. Shocking finish. I mean, I still can't get over that. I've watched it multiple times.
You know what? Obviously, we didn't hit either with our episode, but guess what? Nobody did. You know the only thing, Larry, that – oh, you did.
No, I did not, but Jody Demling on our site hit the Oaks Derby double because he had hit the Oaks and then he had all the Derby. So yes. That paid very well because it was a massive long shot. Yeah.
Yes, I'm with you on that. My point was going to be that, can you imagine how great it must have been to be on site and to watch 150,000 people rip up tickets? All of them, you know. There's not one, well, maybe one person that sprinkled a little bit on the race winner, but let's be honest, nobody bet on him at 80-1. Stop it. All right, let's get into it. Storylines could affect the betting lines today, and all of the big racing organizations are in the continental United States, as it were. But we're not talking F1, although our man M Squared is there. We're talking NASCAR. We're talking Darlington. Michael Roberts, start us off.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite tracks, Coach. 1.366 miles, and why I like it, it's an egg-shaped oval, high banked. Different entry and exits on both ends. So it's a little confusing sometimes for a driver after they've been going in circles for a couple hundred miles or a couple hundred laps. And the other thing that adds into this that makes it unique is the worn asphalt. So it wears out tires really quick. And the guys that do really well at saving their tires after 30 laps continue the speeds on lap 50 and 60 are the guys that usually win. And that's usually Denny Hamlin, four-time winner. He's been amazing. Kevin Harvick, a three-time winner. In fact, Harvick has finished ninth or better his last 12 races at Darlington, all three of his career wins since he's been with Stewart Haas Racing. He's a guy to look at, and he didn't qualify at all. He's starting from the rear, 25-1 right now. I think there's some value there. But I'm looking at Ross Chastain at 10-1 and Kyle Larson at 5-1. I think both those guys, Larson is a guy, he's finished second his last three starts at Darlington. This is a spot for him. He's got a front row start. I think it's a good spot for him. But 10-1 on Ross Chastain is going to be pretty good too.
All right, Chastain and Larson, I got it down. We're going to make that ticket happen. All right, now we go from NASCAR to the NBA. And so far, the playoffs, I think, have been absolutely terrific. However, injuries have been a big-time storyline. Sixers get Joel Embiid back. They cash. The Grizzlies, however, are they potentially facing the future without their leader? Prop Stars, you're up.
Yeah, John Morant is currently undergoing further evaluation on an apparent right knee injury that he suffered in the fourth quarter of Saturday's Game 3 loss to the Warriors. It was hard to see during the game when it happened, but Morant limped off the court with roughly 5 minutes remaining in the game after Warriors guard Jordan Poole grabbed Morant's knee during a trap near half court. The team did not specify Morant's injury, saying only that he was being further evaluated. Morant tweeted, quote, broke the code after the game, which has since been deleted by Ja. If you recall, after game two, Steve Kerr said that Memphis guard Dylan Brooks, quote, broke the code after hitting Gary Payton during a dunk attempt and taking a hard fall, which resulted in an elbow injury from Payton. Hopefully, Morant isn't forced to miss any time. He has been just sensational through the series, averaging 38 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds per game.
Yeah, and the Grizzlies really missed Brooks in game three as he was suspended after that hard foul in game two. Thank you very much, Alex. Now, speaking of injuries and speaking of the Sixers, well, they were all smiles. Everybody's happy because Joel Embiid comes back. They win the game. They're right back in the series. However, they got fined for not doing things right with that injury report. Maestro, what do you got?
Yeah, I don't think they care about the fine, but it is a lesson that just like in the regular season, you cannot trust anything these teams are putting out about injuries. Joel Embiid, even after shoot around, even after clearing the concussion protocols, was listed as out. An hour later, they upgraded him to doubtful. Doc Rivers said after the game, he was pretty certain Embiid was going to play. And that was in the afternoon, several hours before, finally, right before tip-off, they said he's available. So Doc Rivers basically admitted we knew he was going to play. They still listed him as doubtful. They got fined. The Suns had a similar situation in game six of the first series with Devin Booker, went from out to playing. So basically, as a bettor, you cannot trust what these teams' official listings are in the playoffs. I also want to – oh, yeah, go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Maestro.
No, another interesting note, just heading into these game fours with very small spreads, favorites are 46-15 straight up in the playoffs if you're looking at some small money line plays.
Oh, I love money line plays in the playoffs. One of my favorite things to do. Maestro, thank you very much. All right, we've got a full board today. And my man Jairi Turner is asking, because we had a bunch of games postponed, about the white shirt challenge. I will get to that and our entire board after the break.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
And we are back. All right, it is time. Now, the other day, I had a very popular white Sportsline t-shirt on. My man, Jairi Turner, he started talking in the chat, or she. I'm not sure which. I'm assuming. Oh, it's a she. Okay. And I said I would send you my t-shirt if we swept the board. Well, half the board got postponed. So I'm going to do the same thing again today. If we sweep the entire board, I will autograph that t-shirt and send it to you. But it's got to be across the board, every single W. All right, so we got 3 big plays from Sportsline today. And if you're not a Sportsline member, there's never been a better time. One very, very low price. You got a bunch of people that's going to welcome you with open arms, all the simulations, all the analysis, all my cappers you get at Sportsline. Come be a part of us. Now, 3 big plays today. We're going to go with the Suns on the money line. Listen to the Maestro. It's only minus 140. The juice most definitely is worth the squeeze. Mavericks, they had their one bite at the apple, and they got it. And they got it done, but not this time. The Suns will not shoot that bad. They will not get the ball to Chris Paul and Devin Booker. We may have a Chris Paul play coming up very, very shortly. Then, Heat plus the 2. Again, Sixers, they had their big moment. They had their Joel Embiid moment. We get back to normal. There's always that bounce back where you get back to normal. And we're getting 2 points. We'll take that as well. Then on the diamond, we're going to go Pirates on the money line just because two reasons. The Reds are the worst team in the history of baseball. And the Pirates are 75% straight up on Sundays this season. I like that stat. We'll take the Pirates. All right. Now, where do I start? I got so many great minds at my disposal. I'm going to go with the man who has, count them, two big picks for us today. Micah Roberts, start us off.
Yeah, Coach, the Brewers lost yesterday, which means that they're probably going to win today because they haven't lost two straight in 3 weeks. They've gone 15-4, playing lots of confidence right now. And they've won all six of Aaron Ashby's start, and that goes over 2 years. He's only had two starts this year, but they won them both. Get 4 to 5 innings, get that bullpen in there, and close the game out. That's been the Brewers' strategy most of the season so far. And Charlie Morton isn't typically a guy I like to pick on. I respect him immensely. But he's allowed 5 runs in 2 of his last 4 starts. All 4 were Braves losses, 17 runs total in those 4 games. So I got the Brewers here in this spot. And then I'm going to go ahead and piggyback off your Pirates play here. Tyler Mahle, I don't know what's going on with him. He was amazing. He started the year out with the win against the Braves. You're like, wow, Reds got something going on. They've only won 4 times this year. But the last 6 games, they've gone over the total. They're hitting the ball well. Bullpen is awful. That is a perfect recipe for an over. And Zach Thompson has been horrendous. 19 runs over his last 3 starts. That's only 10.1 innings. This game's going over, Coach.
There has never been a team, at least in my betting career, that has been more of a lock to bet against than the Cincinnati Reds. I've never seen anything like it.
We had the Diamondbacks last year, Coach.
Oh, you know, that's very true. That's very true. I forgot about them. They were horrendous, too. I love that word today. Michael, you're the man. You're the man. Thank you very much for those two big plays. Now, in the chat, somebody said, I feel like Alex is going to be fading James Harden again today. So, Alex, as I toss it to you for your play, which is not James Harden, I would love for you to at least address Mike in the chat on how you feel about James Harden in said next game against said Heat, please.
I finally believe that James Harden's numbers are actually efficient. I have faded him probably in 2/3 of the playoff games this year, been very successful, haven't lost a bet fading him yet. However, I do feel like they have adjusted, and I just don't see a lot of value in taking the under at this point. So I would suggest staying away on James Harden. As far as my official pick for this, I am going with Chris Paul over 30.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Paul has been just sensational in the playoffs. He's averaging 21 points, 9.2 assists, 5 rebounds per game. That's good for 35 combined PRA. He has been absolutely just great in the playoffs, as I mentioned. He's cleared this in 6 of 9 postseason games this season. He's eclipsed this total in 13 of his previous 18 playoff games. This is one of the rare players in the NBA that really elevates his play come the postseason. Also, he is coming off of a dud on Friday, also his 37th birthday. There is no player that I trust more to bounce back, along with the Phoenix Sun, who I also think will win today in Dallas. I love Chris Paul. I think he's going to put the team on his back. Take him over 30.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
I cannot tell you how much I love this play. Chris Paul's going to be aggressive tonight. He is going to say no more about what happened in game 3. This is a perfect spot for CP3. Thank you, Alex. Now, Big Cheesy 707 says, did I miss cash with the coach? Every time I miss it, I lose. Guess what, Big Cheesy 707? So does everybody else. So here we go. Here's my one big play today. Now, this one scared me just a little bit, but not too much. Dodgers Cubs over 7. I know Buehler's on the mound tonight. I know he was dynamic in his last start, but Sunday night games have a different feel. Sunday night in Chicago, runs are going to be scored. You're going to stop disrespecting us, Vegas, by giving us these obscenely low totals in baseball. We're going to keep cashing until you raise them up. So we're going to go Dodgers Cubs over 7, and we're going to lock it in. Now, my man Kurt Swanson in the chat says simply this today. I love the Red Sox today. Hey, Maestro, who do you love today?
I also love the Red Sox, and I also love that you feel disrespected when the books put out a line that you feel is mistaken. I just love that you take it so personally. But getting back to the Red Sox, they've lost four in a row. They've scored three runs in their last three games. The White Sox have won five in a row, yet why are the Red Sox favored, and why is all the money coming in on the Red Sox? I posted it that last night at minus 140. I think it's risen since then. It has to do with Dallas Keuchel being not, I'm not going to say completely washed up, but on the way there at 34 years old, the whip at 2.3, more walks than strikeouts, and a Red Sox lineup that has been hugely disappointing, but the expected numbers are there. They're hitting into some bad luck. One of two of 16 with runners in scoring position in this series. A lot of hard balls, but right at people. I think today behind Michael Wacha, it's an early start due to a new streaming deal. I should tell you, 11:30 Eastern. I laid it with the Red Sox.
All right, get it in early. That's why you have to watch the show live. I absolutely love it when people tweet at me and say, Coach, I missed the start of the game. I watch the show on demand. It pays to watch us live. That's all I'm going to say. And it also pays to be a Sportsline member. A lot of you right now are asking about different games. You're asking about different times. You're asking about different moments. Well, if you're a Sportsline member, you get all of it. All of it. You never have to ask me for a soccer play. Bucket's killing it already today. You don't have to ask me about any of that. We are up against it. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap. Courtesy of AB on the ones and the twos. And it looks absolutely glorious. Maestro, Red Sox, Moneyline minus 140. Get it in and get it in quickly. Micah, two big plays. Pirates, Reds, over 8. Brewers, Moneyline, plus 120. Love that plus play. Then, Prop Stars. I'm telling you right now, I don't need to throw his numbers out at you. But if you don't play this man's props in the playoffs, there's nothing else I can do for you. Chris Paul, over 30.5, PRA. Then, if you're going to cash with me today, you're going to have to do it with the Dodgers and the Cubs, over 7. Then, three plays from Sportsline. Suns money line, Heat plus the 2, Pirates on the money line.
Coach, right. I got to interrupt you, and I'm sorry to mess up your flow, but the Red Sox scratched Wacha, and they're going with Tanner Houck. I'm still going to lay the price with the Red Sox. It's going to be more expensive, but I'm going to update it on Sportsline. I'm not going to take the previous price. I'm going to take the more expensive price.
All right, well, I'm going to get mine, and I'm going to do it as live on the show. This is real-time betting right here live on the show. You always ask. You guys always ask. I'm going to do it for you right here. Oh, I'll tell you what it's going to change to. Minus 170.
Whoa.
Minus 170.
That's a little steep. I'm seeing minus 154, minus 159, minus 156. I'm not going to go much higher than that, but I did list the pitcher, so my bet on the original one is void.
Is voided. And if you guys did the same, then your bet would be voided as well. If you bet action, then your bet will stay. AB, show your face. Where is that big old fat smile? There it is. Now, as the clock was winding down last night and the players are just skating around and there's a one goal lead by the Dallas Stars, were you sweating the AB3 at all?
Oh, my goodness. I was about to go and grab my trash can. Instead of bringing it from the driveway, like to the side of the house, I was just going to throw it in the cul-de-sac. We were getting worried. And then, look, let me say this. I cannot complain about a lost bet. That was a gift from the betting gods. I understand it, respect it. Hey, thank you on that. That was just unbelievable. Now, let me say this real quick. On the AB3 today, all right, we saw it, plus 206. We're going Pirates plus 1.5 on the run line. Give us a little insurance there. We're going to go Suns alternate line plus 7.5, Heat alternate line plus 6.5. So we give ourselves a little Sunday insurance here. And for anybody in the South here who's dealing with mosquitoes that are coming around for summer, let me give you a little tip. Catnip is 10 times more effective than mosquito spray and DEET. I promise you, I've done it for years. Get you some catnip. Good to go.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our man. Dial up, AB, five-tool player. Can't do it without him. I never know what's going to come out of his mouth. Catnip? All right, so much fun today. By the way, a lot of you are asking about air density. Well, you know this is M-Squared's show. Sunday Brunch is what he named it. He is at the F1 race today because you know how much he loves F1. It's in Miami today. I would expect nothing less than Mikey going to the race. By the way, true story, I went out and bought the F1 video game yesterday because of the race being here. I played it last night. Best racing game I've ever played. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. With that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these Mother's Day tickets to rate to the pay window. On behalf of my entire crew, I love them all. Micah, Prop Stars, Maestro, AB on the ones and the twos. Happy Mother's Day, everybody out there. Straight from the early edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.